Triggered Wrestling is so awesome all the way around. That gets me triggered.
Ooh, okay, well, let's go with the bad trigger right now.
See, I'm a fan of all of it.
We'll force you to watch Trigger Wrestling.
Yo, 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 we are here. We are live. Kenny Omega's getting wheeled out as we speak. What is up, everybody?
Damn, bro. Damn, they fucked up Kenny Omega, bro. I mean, I thought an attack was going to come in, but like 4-1 and FTR coming out for the save? Yeah, of all people, FTR, bro. All people.
You knew that was going to be them, bro. Stop.
To be honest, FTR did not come to mind. I probably thought maybe like some random ass backstage personnel like they did when Tony Khan got injured. You know, you had Penta, you had Dralístico, Dante Martin, the infantry was out there.
Nah, bro, it was always gonna be the FTR, bro. They're the ones feeding against the young buckaroos.
They were also feuding with another backstage brawl, bro. Kenny Omega, as we speak, is getting wheeled out. FTR was going with him, and damn, they're just
mauling him, bro.
Mauling him, bro. It's a mugging, bro. It's a mugging.
They're saying go back. They said go back to WWE and shave some backs. No, but in all seriousness, I've heard funeral.
Pop louder than.
Yeah, it wasn't. There was actually a lot of people.
I think last year there were 7,000, if I'm not mistaken, in attendance, and this year's only 3,000. This is a big arena, I think. I could be mistaken, but yes,
it looked like a bigger crowd than usual for sure. They lit it up. It was lit up. They paid the power bill.
They paid them.
Man, but what's up, Caitlin? What's up, everybody watching us here instead of watching Rampage, because Rampage is going on right now. There's some stuff going on.
Oh shit.
Kenny Omega, I thought he had surgery.
I thought so too, man. But I don't know. I mean, I could be wrong. It did come from Meltzer, probably. I think what I read. So, I mean, damn, bro. If you guys see one of my eye go up and one of my other eye go down, I'm watching Rampage at the same time. So I could look like Shawn Michaels, bro.
Sharp.
Hopefully that doesn't fuck up my eyes, but
the crowd was too silent for that moment. The crowd was silent. I mean, they lit up the crowd well. It looks like there's a lot of people.
Yeah.
I hate that the main event, right? The main event fight was Mariah May versus Serena Deeb. We haven't seen Serena Deeb in a hot minute. And Mariah May is a mid-carder. She's a lackey.
Serena Deeb has been on Collision.
Oh, but I mean, like, come on, bro. Who watches Collision?
I mean, it ain't my fault you're not watching, bro.
Ricky said you're looking like Zeus from No Holds Barred.
Me or you?
Yeah, you, because you have one eye this way and one eye that way.
Oh,
Debo, right? Debo, Mariah Mid, Barrio Toys, call Mariah Mid.
Mariah Mid. Serena has been in Collision.
The hat. Throw your hands up in the air. Give us one of these. Give us one of these if you watch Collision or Rampage. Honestly, this is the first time I watched Rampage since the last time Rampage was on right after Collision.
Damn. I was going to ask you that, man. When it comes to like a mistake or something that we as wrestling fans don't like, when it comes to AEW, it's always one chance and one chance only. But when it comes to WWE, it's like one, give it another chance, two, give it another chance, three. You get 4, 5, 6, 7 chances to WWE.
Give me an example.
Butch, everybody's popping for him going to Raw. I mean, he was good in NXT.
Nobody's popping for Butch. Come on now,
bro. Look at the social media, bro. Everybody's marking out. Oh my god, we have Butch, Gunther, and Ilja.
No one's saying that, bro. The New Catch Republic sucks,
bro. You're not reading the comments?
No, bro. I don't read. There's so many comments. Come on.
Come on, bro. You run a wrestling page, bro. You don't
need to. I do, but I'm not. I can. There's so many fucking. You post so much, bro. I can't go through all the comments.
Hey, bro.
And then I got. He said, not the Force Whitaker eyes. Who's Butch? See, bro. Even Bill Nance. Who's Butch?
Bro, Bill Nance is an AEW mark like myself, bro.
I bet you if he was in AEW, bro, you guys would know who Butch was. You'd be like, oh, Butch is the greatest thing. Book him to the top, Tony.
That's
main event talent right there.
No, man. But speaking of Butch, he does have heavy competition. I mean, look at the Europeans that are on Raw now. You have Drew McIntyre, Ilja Dragunov. You have banger after banger, Sheamus. You have Drew McIntyre. Hey, chat, let me know. Is it time to bring the European title back or nah? Let me know. Drop them comments right now, bro.
The European title.
We've been asking that for a while.
I haven't, bro. You the only one asking. Don't throw me in there. Don't throw me in that shit. I haven't been asking for that. We got the speed championship.
I'm over Christian there. Rules.
Yeah, you know what? Let's talk about Dynamite. Bro, you're over here talking about the draft because I know you got some triggered energy about that.
Oh, well, that's some good shit about that. But yeah, let's talk about Dynamite, bro.
Okay, so we before everybody got in here, we're talking about how quiet the crowd was for Swerve coming out. You know, I'm not gonna say that he is a terrible champion, but I am just gonna want to point out all the AEW marks that were over here. Oh my God, Cody's getting no pops for his second appearance with the title. But you know, it is what it is. It is what it is. He's not getting the crowd hot. I don't know what's going on. If you guys got an idea, but
Swerve or Cody or both?
Well, Swerve, I would say.
Oh, okay. Oh, because then you went to Cody. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, because Cody, because the AEW marks like to point out Cody, that Cody, oh, he's boring now. Nobody cares about Cody. He holds the title belt wrong. Yep. He gets no pop. That's the internet. That's you.
That's me? Oh.
No, just you listeners, you watchers, you people in the comments. I know my boy Noel never wanted Cody Rhodes to win the title.
Yeah, Noel be on some bullshit over there, bro. I don't know what he's on.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, how do you feel about the rankings not bro. Being I could have some I could defend it in some way, but I mean, I don't know, man. That's just me. But I know you don't like the rankings.
Cody over here. Swerve only has 2,500 people in the crowd to possibly cheer for him. Adrian, why aren't you laughing, bro? It's true.
It's true. I mean, I said the same thing about Andrade. He gets no pops in 15,000 crowds.
Damn.
I mean, it
you
happens.
It. It happens. Damn.
It happens. I mean, some people just go there for certain wrestlers. Some people just go there just to hang out. Some people just go there for the whole show.
Some people just go out to hang out and catering. We'll talk about that later. But you know, what did I think about the rankings? What do you guys think about the rankings? Let us know in the comments, because no, what is going on with these AEW rankings? Christian Cage lost an I Quit match. Mm-hmm. For the TNT title, he quit. That's his last time we saw him. Now he's getting a AEW title shot. This is some Vince McMahon booking. Is there some storylines here with Nick Wayne? Yes. Is there storylines with the brawl from All Out where Swerve lost the match for the team? Yes, but does that mean he's going to get a world title shot?
It could also mean that Young Bucks, heels, EVPs, as if people were paying attention, because it looks like not a lot of people were paying attention at the opening segment. It's in their contracts that if Tony Khan does not appear in the show, they're running the show. So as heels, they get to make up their own rules. And heels, as we know, they like to cheat, they like to lie, they like to steal. It doesn't make sense, but heels do what heels gonna do. Or what was it? Heels do what heels do? What's that?
I don't know. I don't know. Is Noel here saying Christian is good, bro? Christian is good. That's not my complaint. I'm complaining about the rankings not meaning anything anymore. Mm-hmm. And we're already like 2 months into it. They're trying to get work up Swerve to polish him up. Polish who up? Polish Christian Cage up? Who needs the rub here? Who needs the rub? Is Swerve going to get a rub here by beating Christian?
I don't know. I was asking my same question with AJ Styles getting that world title match.
Hey, bro, stop. Who, you know, that's a solid first win, first title defense for Cody. Would you say this is a solid first title defense for Swerve?
Yeah, when he has his henchmen around him, especially when the EVPs are lying their way to trying to get their titles. I mean, Vince McMahon used to do that shit all the time with multiple factions. He gave Stephanie a title. He gave himself a title. He gave Shane a title.
So you're trying to say that they're going to give the title to all of
they're gonna try.
Christian's kids?
Going to try. Are they going to succeed?
Bro, I even forgot that Killswitch was going to eventually turn on Christian at some point. Remember that?
Yeah.
What happened to that? Yeah, oh, I want to answer this question here. Curtis says, will their match be a pay-per-view or Dynamite? It's at Double or Nothing.
Double or Nothing, yes.
That got announced today. It's just like any other stop-start angle. AEW does this every chance they get. The rankings matter when it fits the show. Otherwise, it's just up in the air.
Yeah, kind of like the draft last year, too. Remember I was telling you about the draft last year?
You just want to keep talking about the draft. Yes, last year, Vince McMahon came back and he fucked it all
week,
up.
That's what happened. For a week. He came back for a week, bro. He came back
for like a month or two, bro.
Okay, so he's going to affect the whole year's draft?
Yeah, because after you ruin the story, it's ruined. You can't just go back. Okay, if you're cooking, you add too much salt, bro. What do you do?
But what did Natalya say immediately after the draft was over last year? That she can appear on any show. It doesn't matter as long as
she's a free agent, bro. Anyway, we got a lot of issues with this. I got issues with Natalya, even though she lost on Tuesday. She says she's going to still be a world champion. I got a lot of issues going on. Cody says, I'm actually okay with Christian versus Swerve. Christian is the only consistent storyline going. Yep. It could be good to have him in this title picture.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, I thought we were, as a WWE fan yourself, Brian, you care about stories, right?
What story? What story?
You just said it earlier. Christian Cage.
I'm a fan of good stories, bro. Not like, oh, yeah, they have some heat like from 5-6 months ago.
Jinder Mahal versus Seth Rollins. You was defending that. Their first match at NXT.
Oh. Yeah, I was just making a joke, bro. There's long-term booking right there, bro. It's okay when WWE does it, just so you know. Hire Cody.
You guys see what I deal with every day, man. You guys see what I deal
this
with.
This is
what
we argue all the time on Facebook. Oh, man. Let's see. Adam Copeland versus Buddy Matthews. They had the injury spot mid-match where it was awkward because they just came back from commercial break, and then they did the body section spot, and then they went back to commercial, and I'm like, what the fuck? So I don't know if he really got hurt or not, but Edge beats Buddy Matthew in an extremely long fucking match. I'm assuming it went extra time because of that injury. What did you think about the match, Adrian? Let's just talk about the match first.
After Buddy Matthews came out, I had a feeling they were going to do the face every member of the faction and then face the leader at the pay-per-view, which most likely is going to be Adam Copeland and Malakai Black for the TNT title at Double or Nothing. And I have Malakai Black winning. I mean, he has to get some dubs. But yeah, this match was a lengthy match. I think it was, 30 minutes? It went like over 20-something.
It was, I don't know if it was 30 minutes. I want to say it was like easily 20 minutes. And it was
20 something.
It was pretty long. I don't think it needed to go that long personally. It is what it is. I mean, you can't have a good match in 5 minutes, but you can't have a good match in 30 minutes. I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Moving on with the afterbirth here. Edge is going to deliver a concerto to Buddy Matthews. The lights go out. Malakai Black makes his appearance telling him, do it, bro. Do it, bro. And then Buddy Matthews gets up and says, do it, bro. Hit me, bro. And then Adam Copeland can't decide who to hit. The lights go off. Everybody disappears. It is what it is. Is Edge going to go bad? Probably. What do you think, Adrian?
It's a tease, man. Tony Schiavone said it at the end of the match. Adam Copeland just had enough, especially what they did to him at Dynasty. And if you watch Dynasty, you'd know the story. That's why Adam Copeland's had enough. He's like getting ready to do it all. He's getting ready to take out every member of the faction. Malakai Black went up there, was like, all right, bro, you got the balls. Go ahead and do it. I want you to join the dark side. Please join the dark side. He hesitated. Mm-hmm. Lights went out. Boom, bruv. I don't know, man. I'm digging this story. I'm definitely going to be tuning in next week, but it's going to be against Brody King. Brody King, my guy, just got him. I bought it twice.
Oh, you did? Damn. Then
I told him to save it for me. He did.
Oh, I know, bro. The owner. Bro, hold on a second. So he's putting stuff on hold for you?
Yeah, bro.
Bro.
Owner and proprietor of Barrio Toy.
No. I hit him up. Nah, I if anything, I'll probably go this weekend. But I hit him up. I know you're here for a Bret Hart Ultimate Edition fig. I'll Venmo you right now in front of everybody. He had the mist in the face. He's turning. Yes, he is turning. Warren, I want to go back. Yeah, he gets spit. Yeah. I spit in the face of people who don't want to be cool.
Because he's not cool. Because he's not cool.
Yeah.
Damn, who is that?
Boom. Let's see here. Talking about Caitlin Adams' message, because I want to go back to this topic. It's not long-term booking. It's coincidental booking, unfortunately. It seems like they're going to like, oh, yeah, they've had a history. Let's put that together now. Yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's like I said,
it's same with Seth Rollins and Jinder.
Yeah, same with. The list can go on, but hey, if somebody's gonna say, "Hey, I connected this dot with that dot," and say it's a story,
is it a good story though?
To me, I'm tuning in. I mean, he almost damn near unalived Nick Wayne at his own. What was it? Garage?
Unalived. I don't know his fucking. I don't know.
The barn training facility, garage?
Yeah. I think it was a barn. Let's see. Cody says, does Adam get an eye patch? Yeah. Dude, I've seen so many people with eye patches. It's so annoying.
Matey.
I'm done with the eye patch. It was Buddy Matthews, right, for a while. It was
Alistair Nightingale.
Will Nightingale. Sky Blue? No.
I think so. I'm not
Brian Danielson had it for a while.
I think didn't like Rey Mysterio. No,
Rey Mysterio did. He lost his eye. So technically Rey Mysterio did also. We've got a lot of Cyclops going on right now.
Shit.
I just want to see if you guys were watching us on Instagram. Join us on Facebook. Oh, Pac started. Pac had it too. Yes, Cody. Pac did have it.
Oh, yes, he did.
That's what it was. Rocky Romero still does it.
Yes, it was his gimmick.
He only does it when he's wrestling. It doesn't make sense.
No, make it makes sense. What? Fucking Rocky Romero. I forgot about it. I was thinking of somebody. I think there's a luchador that has like a pirate hat and has one like one covered eye.
Pirata Morgan.
Yes.
And then Pirata Morgan. Yeah. And then Zodo Khan Jr., I think.
Nah, bro. What you mean, bro? Bro, don't mess with the drip, bro. I'm wearing that exclusive Republico Lucha shirt.
Oh, is that what it says? Oh, let me put this down. Do it again.
That exclusive Republic of Lucha out there, bro. For those who don't know, that's
Dingo.
Lucha Brothers store in what is it, Anaheim?
Somewhere in LA. In what is it? The Boyle Heights. I'm just kidding. I don't know. Dynamite is better than Raw. No, it's not.
Depending on which episode of Raw, because Raw be snooze fest sometimes. I'll admit, sometimes I enjoy it. Sometimes it's either way, I still enjoy wrestling regardless. I'll find something that I like.
What? The store closed down? What? The store closed down? What?
Oh, it wasn't a highly populated bougie area, I would say.
Mm.
It was a two-story store, I think. Two or three. I don't know.
Kaden says, are they presenting Swerve as a champion? Right, wins belt goes to the wire with Fletcher, who never wins big matches. Now this week, he gets let face down after beat down from Christian.
I mean, if I'm getting beat up by four people, I mean, nobody. I mean, I'll say that.
You could be getting beat up by 10. Well, I have a surprise for you, Adrian. I forgot I got these. Everybody's going to be, hold on a second. Let me do this.
Hold on, bro. Let me see.
Let me do this one person right here. Here we go.
Oh,
Oh shit.
Let's go. When'd you get those?
I got them the other day. I was just like, I'm gonna get these just so I can be matching with my boy Adrian.
Yeah, those are sick, bro.
Who am I looking at? Am I looking at Rampage or am I looking at you, Adrian? Yeah, or am I looking at you right here?
I think you're looking at Rampage.
You never know. Important glasses.
Oh, is that Rush? Is that Rush on Rampage? Oh, hell yeah.
Bro, you know, so it's hella funny because every time I see Dragon Lee, like their promotional pics of him, he looks just like fucking Rush.
Dude, I think they're twins. I have a feeling they're twins.
Nah, I don't think
they're twins. Or at least on their, why did I go like that? On their like facial expression, feature right here, they look the same.
I'm weak. Let's see, moving on here. We got a lot of comments here. Raw does the small things so right, though. If attention is being paid, case in point, Liv Morgan, Dom walking out of the locker room. They do. I like that Dom and Liv walking. I like when they do like those interview segments, but then they have like other stuff going on in the background.
Sometimes
it doesn't lead to anything. Go
ahead. Yes. At first, sometimes it doesn't lead to anything. I just thought it was pointless. Like when they were doing it with the Hurt Business, I was like, okay, cool. Give me the Hurt Business. Pause. Pause, bro.
Hey, Mario Toys, rewind it. Say, I want the Hurt Business.
No, pause, bro. Anyways, man. It didn't lead to nothing in the Hurt Business. So now I'm like, oh shit, mommy. Mommy's gonna get it. He's gonna kick Dominic's ass, bro.
Honestly, I think that would be good for Dom to start teaming up with Liv Morgan. It gives some interest to the story.
You know what somebody said?
What?
It'd be funny if they reenacted that shower scene with Eddie Guerrero when he was with two girls in the shower.
Oh, yeah. And then China walked in?
No, she was she had a match, I think. And then they showed it on the Titantron.
Oh, that's what it was? Oh, fuck. Yeah. Okay. I just remember she walked in, but okay. So, okay. I'm remembering it differently.
Bro, you know how many people are going to hate Dominic if they reenact that?
Bro, they got to bring that shit back. Dominic is already starting to look like him with the mustache and
maybe on Netflix.
On Netflix. Oh, yeah, maybe. Oh, Phil's in the house. Phil, bro, join us on the YouTube, bro. Let's see here. Let's see. Raw does the small things right. Oh, we already talked that one. When does the Triple H era start? Dingo. That's
what I was saying.
It started already, bro. Rush is a beast.
Mm-hmm. Bro, why does Jericho look like a fuck? Bro, Jericho, put a shirt on, bro.
Yeah. Oh, you're watching him right now with his red-ass chest. Yeah, yes. Phil, we're back every Wednesday, my guy. Every Wednesday, we're always here after Dynamite. They're dirty Sanchez. I love it. He was on Instagram. He'll be on his way. Dom needs a story. He damn sure can't wrestle. Yes, he can, Bill. He can wrestle, bro. He's a good wrestler. He's a great mat technician. He's a great luchador. He's going to be future WWE heavyweight champion one day.
He needs to bulk up, in my opinion.
Dude, what happened to Moxie?
The fuck is Moxie?
Moxley or Maxie, like MJF? One's injured and the other one's in Japan.
Why is he saying it like that, though? Moxie. John. No,
John. See, Moxley. He spelled it wrong. All right. Bill, he can wrestle, bro. Who do you think? Oh, no. I'm going to say, who do you think is a better wrestler than him? He's going to say anybody. No, he's solid, bro. But. Take the haterade out of there, bro. Stop being so triggered. He's good. Speaking of which, hold on a second. Let's go to the next match. Samoa Joe versus Isaiah Cassidy. Do you want to talk about that? I mean, it's a squash match.
It's essentially a squash match. champion lost his title. He's looking for the easy W and taking out on somebody. I mean, Isaiah Cassidy. I mean, I'm just glad it didn't last over 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. Last year was a cool squash match, but hey.
Yep. Let's see. Danielson. Here we go. I can't lie. Raw has dropped off since WrestleMania. I feel like too many titles changed hand and flipped all the storylines on its head. That's what it's supposed to do. That's why they do the draft like right after Backlash, is kind of like in between kind of thing. That's what it is.
Rocky Romero's coming out with an eye patch.
No, he is, huh? There he is.
Yes, he is. Azúcar, what? Azúcar. Azúcar.
Is that his song or something? Oh, Rocky Azúcar Romero.
Yeah.
Why does he have an eye patch?
I'm pretty sure probably Ricky knows. But I do not know.
Dirty Sprite in the house. Exactly. I just noticed that that's a dirty Sprite. Exactly. Cody, W ain't been the same since Mania. Nothing has changed. Still feels PEG. They did say bitch, right? They said bitch on Monday Night Raw this time. They said some bad word. I forgot what they said. It was something. Yeah, they changed it. Oh, Phil, bro. He said he didn't watch AEW yet, bro. I'm sorry. Unless you want some spoilers.
Yes, Phil. Damn, he's a U.S. champion. Let's go, Phil, with the U.S. title, bro. That's a U.S. champion.
Just his gimmick. That's what he does. That's not interesting. That's not an interesting reason.
Yeah, but how do you feel about this best friend feud on Dynamite, bruv? I mean, Orange Cassidy says on site next time I see you. He saw him? Wanted to go after him.
Mm-hmm.
Are you intrigued?
This was Chuck Taylor's career-ending injury. I'm assuming he was injured before, and they just did this match just to write him off completely. I mean, I don't know. I didn't really see any of his matches, but, I mean, that sucks to have a career-ending injury. I think it's interesting that Orange Cassidy is going to be working with Don Callis. He needs to turn heel, like we mentioned before, with New Day. Orange Cassidy, they've been doing the same thing for a couple years now. It's getting stale. This is a good change, and I'm excited to see where this goes. Hopefully, you don't ruin it, AEW. Hopefully, you do something interesting with Orange Cassidy here with the Don Callis family. Is he taking the spot of Powerhouse Hobbs, who's out of injury? Probably. We'll see where this heads. Mm-hmm. Hold on a second. It was Pat saying bitch.
Oh.
That's what it was. The announcer. See if he can get away with it. I think it's good. Every peak has its valley. We're just flying to the valley at fast speeds right now. Yes. Let's see. CM Punk told Drew McIntyre bitch. He says he wasn't at home.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, there's some cussing going on. There's some interesting storylines. Earmuffs for Phil here. We're going to talk about Jericho versus Shibata in the FTW rules match. I just want to start off by saying that this match, they started chopping each other, and I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to use the bathroom. Come back 7 minutes later, and they're sitting down in the middle of the ring, hitting each other with kendo sticks, and I'm like, okay, it is what it is. And then I leave, and I come back, and there's hockey pucks in the middle of the ring. And, Chris Jericho wins.
So, you didn't watch the match?
Not the entire match, I'll be honest. It was just a long match.
Go ahead.
No, I did see a clip online where Jericho was like, no, no, no. And Shibata had the garbage can over him. Yeah. And he started going like this. Pause. He started headbutting him. He started headbutting him inside of the. See, I can't, bro. Because Mario. So for all you guys that don't know, Mario Toys, he screen records our stuff. And he sends it back to us when we do something kind of funny, embarrassing, like Adrian's impression of Roman Reigns.
No, the Rock.
Superman punch. The Superman.
Oh
punch.
The
one where he goes like this. With the other hand, yeah.
And so, then what the Rock told Cody, what was it?
Oh yeah, you could hold mine.
Anyways, but yeah, match was a little too little gimmicky. I thought, it was for the crowd. It did this thing. It was a fun match. It wasn't supposed to be a usual hardcore match, but I liked it a little bit. I think the trash can spot that you were talking about, I think that's where they ruined it for me. But other than that, it was great.
Yeah, it was great. You know, I don't want to hate it. I don't want to say like, oh, this shouldn't happen. This is a comedy match. It plays to the playful nature of the fans in there. People are going to say it's an indie match. It's an indie match, but it's a, I wouldn't say it's any sillier than 4th of July themed bashes that WWE has where they're throwing hot dogs at each other or the pumpkins, right?
Or that, that great match, with Sami Zayn and Johnny Knoxville.
That was a good one.
That was a good fun match, bro. But that one had a lot of props too. It had, Wee Man had his Andre the Giant moment. Hogan Andre the Giant moment.
Yep, he did. That was a good match. Let's see here. Let's go back to the comments here. Jericho was one of the Mount Rushmore talents, in my opinion. He's only been hurting his stock for the past 2 years or so. I agree. He's just trying to help the company out as best as he can, and that's, I mean, he can only help by being there, right? Otherwise, it's like a lot of not nobodies, but lesser named talent, right? That's one thing I got to say. Bill Nance says Jericho needs to become a manager. Quit.
Yep. Or announcer.
Yeah. He's still doing the learning tree gimmick. It was weird seeing him in trunks. It was so weird. I never thought I'd see the day, Jericho, that you wore trunks again, but you did. And I could have lived without that image in my head. Man, let's see. Moving on, we get Cesaro versus Brian Cage. I love seeing Brian Cage wrestle. I feel like we've seen these two wrestle in like multi-man matches recently or in the last couple months. It was for that video game that came out, I think it was, where Brian Cage had the Sega on his legs.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yakuza, I think? No, it wasn't Yakuza.
Yeah, whatever that game was. But, yeah, I feel like I've seen Cesaro do the giant spin on Brian Cage before. I could be wrong. But it was a great match. I liked it. I like seeing Cesaro and Brian Cage. It's just one of those random one-off matches, I guess. Cody says, I want Cage versus Ryback. God, stop bringing up Ryback. Ryback blocked us. We can't see Ryback at all. Send us his tweets. I know he says some funny shit every so often.
Yeah, people are calling Ronda Rousey the next Ryback. The next cryback. But I mean, some people are saying Ronda Rousey actually has solid evidence. She talked about some guy grabbing her or something, and then a couple days later, that guy got suspended or he's out or something. I'm not too sure. I don't know what the name of the guy's name was, but
Drew Gulak.
Yeah, I think that's what his name was. But
but she's been saying a lot of stuff other than just that. You know what I mean? She's been saying other
shit. But at the same time, it's like, why bash a company? You know what I'm saying? It's like, they gave you your chance. They gave you the WrestleMania moment. The only reason why WWE had the all-women's pay-per-view was because of Ronda Rousey. I mean, why? You know, it's like, I understand WWE is like not as cool with social media and everything that's going on, but it's like, bro, you can still watch the show and just not associate yourself with those kind of people, you know?
Yeah, that's true. The meme elites in the house. What's up, y'all?
We skipped over this scapegoat segment.
Oh, that's what I did? Okay.
Yeah, when Renee interviewed him, and I'm like, what's your actions? What's going through your head? And scapegoat was like, hey, man, everything that I do is for the best interest of AEW, and I did what was best for business. And it had me thinking, I'm like, people complain about Tony Khan. He's being a goof. He doesn't know how to run a show. Scapegoat took him out. Now the elite's running the show.
Yeah, they took him out. But I don't know. I saw this thing online. It said, what was it? It was a picture of Jungle Boy. And it said hype. And it was like maxed out. And it said wrestling talent was like this much.
Bro, that's, I got that meme ready for, man. I think the meme elite's going to steal it, bro. But I got it ready.
Oh, you got it ready? Okay, all right. Well, there's that. Yeah, if you guys like our content, give us a thumbs up wherever you're watching this. It helps us out a lot as a channel, everywhere. That was us. See, it was you guys. That's who it was. See? Yep. That was us. Yep, see, I saw that. But what was I going to say? Yeah, give us a thumbs up wherever you're watching this. It helps us out a lot. Helps us grow. So I don't know. Do you like this Jungle Boy storyline or not, Adrian? Be honest.
And like Jungle Boy said it in his segment, he said all you got to do is tune in and keep watching, because all you got to do is watch. And I'm, to be honest, I'm a little entertained. I'm going to see what the Young Bucks, what type of shenanigans they do, their heels. Obviously, what they're going to do is going to piss me off. Just like back in the day when I was a kid watching SmackDown and Monday Night Raw, Vince McMahon used to piss me off when he would get his authority figure into the ring. I'm not comparing them, but I'm going to be tuning in. I mean,
I'm going to tune in too. I'm interested to see what happens with Jungle Boy and the rest of the Elite. I still feel like I'm going to be disappointed. Like you mentioned before, we were kids when that whole Vince McMahon stuff happened, bro. Like we were kids, so we were like super into it. Now we're adults and it's still like the same storyline. I'm just kind of like, it's still kind of like goofy, but I just think it could be portrayed in a more serious manner, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, because when I remember Vince McMahon was doing his thing, the only thing I wanted as a kid was him getting his ass kicked. Could we see the Elite and Jungle Boy get their ass kicked? Oh, yeah, absolutely. They're like around my height. So I'm going to be turning up that.
Well, there's three of EVPs. There are three, or there's four technically, but the other one's gone.
Oh, yeah, there, yep.
Cody. But yeah, there's three EVPs. Kenny Omega makes his grand return. I stopped taking notes after the Cesaro Brian Cage match. It was Mariah May versus who?
Serena Deeb. Yeah, see that when you watch Collision, bro, everything comes into play. You watch Rampage, all the stories come into play. If you watch one show, if you read one chapter out of 10 chapters in a book, obviously you're gonna be lost, bro.
All right, Adrian, we gotta go way off topic right now because I just got triggered by Barrio's voice. When we were kids watching wrestling, listening to horrible heavy metal music. All right. First of all, who here listened to the Drake and Kendrick Lamar diss tracks? We need to talk about this because we had this conversation about Drake.
Thank you, Phil.
Yes. About Drake and Kendrick Lamar. If you guys are not interested in it at all, just put it in the comments. But I said, Who's Kendrick Lamar? And I triggered a lot of people.
You guys see what I deal with? You guys see what I deal with?
I said, send me some songs that I might know of him. And they fucking send me. I heard one of his songs, about. Which was the one that was in, what's this Marvel movie that everybody saw? Wakanda Black Panther. That's the only song I know of him. And then I'm like looking up his songs, and all of his songs, his top songs are featuring other people.
Caitlin got it. 2-0. Yeah,
2-0, exactly. 2-0.
Dreezy.
So I had to do my research on these people. I like his back to back. I know Drake, I like his music. See, here we go. Drake is for teenager girls, bro. Oh, hell no. Nah.
Brian, but didn't you
Who the fuck is Kendrick Lamar?
Who the fuck is...
Anyways, I was just saying that, like, his music to me was just kind of like, and what I jokingly said, I said, Kendrick Lamar's top song has Drake's dick in his mouth. That's essentially what it is. Let's see. Kendrick been putting out trash. See, bro, Joker over here popping up in the comments as soon as we start talking about Drake and Lamar.
He really is a joker.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, Taylor Swift is from Drake is choice for bro, me really. Are we about to we're gonna do a heel turn right here on podcast, bro. Anyways,
Drake is Taylor Swift
of Degrassi. I never seen Degrassi. No, I never saw Degrassi, bro. I've never seen Blood and Blood Out. We've gone over these things. Apparently, it's on Hulu now. So after today, after this, I'm probably gonna watch that.
Bro, I have the 5-hour edition right now, bro.
Of There's a 5-hour movie. Why would you do that?
Some say there's a 6-hour, I think, of Blood In, Blood Out. But mine's like up. No, I'm exaggerating. Mine's like 3 hours or something minutes. But they say there's a 5-hour version of Blood In, Blood Out out there.
Isabella Davis, what's up, everybody? You guys are like walking into like awkward part of our show that we're not even talking about wrestling right now.
See, that was GOAT Jeff Hardy right there when he was wearing the caps in his entrances.
Yeah, that was before that was the DUIs.
Of course, but he was goated, bro.
Let's see. The meme elite is on it. Macho Man put out better stuff than Kendrick Lamar. He was Jimmy, that man going to end up back in a wheelchair dealing with Kendrick. There's a 5-hour version. Yeah,
there's a 5-hour version.
How long is the original movie?
Like 2 hours, I think. But then there's the extended director's cut, I think.
Seriously?
I've never seen the 5-hour version. People say there's one out there.
I'm learning so much.
Anyways, bro, but
Jesus. Let's go back to wrestling. So Mariah May and Mariah Mid and who?
Serena Deeb. Did you know Serena Deeb said she was the final boss before The Rock even said it?
No.
Watch the product, my guy.
I don't know, bro. She's not interesting to me. She wasn't even interesting. You know, do you know that she was like, remember she was in WWE? She shaved her hair bald, right? At least she was on TV for like 3, 4, or 5 months. Did you know that in early AEW there was a wrestler that went bald in the Nightmare Factory? It was Brandi Rhodes and Nyla Rose.
Not Brandon.
The Nightmare Collective? It was something like that.
With Luthor, I think he was there. Luthor, Brandi Rhodes, some tall chick. I forgot her name.
I don't know. Point of story, she shaved her head, and then like the next week, they stopped appearing on fucking TV. I would be pissed if I had to shave my hair, and then a week later, they're like, oh yeah, no, we're not going to be on TV anymore. I'll be like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this? She was great in Straight Edge Society, yes. What's a Manitoba Massacre match, and why is Sky Blue booing for the tape? Is that what's going on right now? Oh, it is.
Yeah. Oh, so she's going for the title because on Dynamite, Sky Blue said, I beat you twice already and once in this same building. So if you're ready for a fight, you want to challenge, go ahead and challenge. Later on that night, Willow Nightingale said, you come in a bad mood. Luckily, I'm ready to fight after getting slapped by Mercedes Moné last week. You know, she answered the call. She got a challenge.
Yeah, time out. Wasn't Mercedes Moné next in line for this title?
She's going to be next in line, whoever wins.
Bro, stop.
It don't matter. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Sky Blue has no chance of winning, is what you're telling me?
Card is always subject to change, my guy.
The card is always subject to change. Serena Deeb is underrated. I like the character she had on AEW when she was schooling people. Yes.
Yes.
I do not like that spot where they like tie him up and they're just sitting there like hogtied.
Bro, where's Ricky Ruby here, bro? He's a Lucha Libre guy. You know, all the llaves, the ground maneuvers, submission maneuvers that these luchadors do. This is all, it's all about that. The locks and everything, bro. Like, this is
that's why Lucha Libre is like not as popular as it once was. Because they stopped doing all that goofy stuff.
They still do it.
Bro, nobody does that. Name one wrestler besides Negro Casas, who's like 60 years old.
Bro, what's his name? People down over there in CMLL, they had Hechicero, bro, one of them that I could. This guy is triggering me.
Bill Nance knows Lucha Libre. Hechicero, who? Is that the dominatrix guy that showed up on AEW? Dominic. Who was schooling Daniel Bryanson for a little bit?
Yeah, that guy's fucking raw.
Bro. Never heard of her, bro.
That guy was fucking wrong.
This guy. I don't know all the hoochadors, bro. Yeah, Sky Blue's not winning this match.
Nah.
Christian's probably having the time of his life right now watching this.
I know.
Let's see. So after that, we Kenny Omega comes out, announces that he was going to have turned down surgery. I thought he was going to have surgery. I thought he did have surgery. Apparently he doesn't.
I thought he was going to have surgery as well. But hey, man, I guess the Elite is pissed off. They want him out. I mean, they already fired him from the Elite, but they can't fire him from being an EVP.
Mm-hmm. But then they can't. See, that's the thing. They can fire other people, but they can't fire him because he's EVP.
Technically,
but they can fire other people.
Yeah, because he's the same status. It's like co-bosses, bro. You know what I mean? You know,
I guess so. I guess that makes sense.
I think so.
So you're trying to tell me if you're the one putting in all the money, bro, then you can fire the people. But if you guys are putting equal amounts of money or whatever it is, then no, you can't fire the other one.
I don't think that's the question you want to ask me. I think you want to ask that to somebody else.
No, I'm just asking you though. About this situation, because Tony Khan could fire all of them because he's putting in the money, right?
Technically, Shahad or what? Tony Khan's dad.
Oh, okay, the father. Got it. All right,
father. But he don't know what's going on, bro. So he can't fire.
He's like, I fire Kenny Omega. All right, let's see. Daniel Bryan is the disciplinary committee, and he really let Kenny Omega get bodied. He really did. He really did. EVP, EVP, CEO, final boss, Kenny's promo. It was fire. I liked it. Extremely violent peoples. What's up, dude? Nice to see you. I bought Andrade off of him at SPW.
El Ídolo?
Signed one? Not a signed one. I bought a signed one off of Barrio Toys. But I got, was it like an Elite figure? Not Ultimate Elite. It was an Elite figure. I got it from
him.
It was
an Elite. I remember.
Yeah. Let's see. What's Tony Khan's dad's name? Shahid Khan. Not to be confused with Shao Khan of Mortal Kombat.
Or Kratos Khan from Mortal Kombat.
Kotal Khan.
Yeah.
Hold on. Go bring it. Bring it over here, Adrian. Show everybody your Kotal Khan figure that you got signed by Thunder Rosa.
If I could find it, I'm usually it's like right here somewhere in my bookshelf. Okay. I think it's up there in that one up. I put some stuff in that one up. It should be up there.
He said, say it again, Adrian.
Say what again?
His dad's name, I think.
Bro, I'm better with names, bro. Stop it.
I'm better with names? That's his name.
I'm better with names.
Shad Khan.
I was going to Kratos Khan.
I think he's making a joke. I don't know. Say his whole name, Adrian.
I don't know, bro. Shahid Khan?
I don't know. Agile Mind, what's up? What a great episode of Dynamite. Things are changing for the better. I think they have a big potential for this Elite storyline, and I'm excited to see where it goes. And I'm not an AEW typical fan here, but I'm excited for this. I'm excited to see what's going to happen with the Elite here. Also, my boy Adrian got a new mic. If he sounds a little bit different, he got a mic, bro.
You bought it for me.
No, I didn't, bro. Take credit for your own thing, bro. You bought that shit. Oh, shit. I would say show it off, bro, but you can't show it off. Pause. I guess you can't just put it into the camera.
Hey, bro, chill. I know I'm wearing pink, but come on, bro. Speaking of that, I'm also wearing the Acclaim shorts.
Show the shorts, bro.
Oh, I got them scissors, bro.
Is that why you can't say Shahid?
Oh, is that really Shahid?
Yeah, his name's Shahid Khan. Beto Gil. Oh, that reminds me. We extended Million Dollar Man Adrian over here with the mic.
What happened?
Oh, we got to give a shout out. We're at my ask you guys for some donations real quick. We have extended our Autism Awareness Month an extra week. We're doing a raffle. All you got to do is donate to our GoFundMe. Go to Barrio Toys or go to Triggered Wrestling. We have a link there to donate to our GoFundMe, where all funds will go to Pride Industries here in Sacramento, California, that helps employ disabled people in our local area. So for Autism Awareness Month, all you got to do is donate $5 to be entered in raffle, where you will win signed stuff. There's Rey Mysterio's Mick Foley 8x10s. There's Medusa 8x10s. There's Kevin Nash, the NWO. There's other people on there. So Barrio Toys, yeah, post that on IG too. Post it everywhere. If you guys follow him on Instagram or Facebook, everywhere, he'll post it there everywhere. But yeah, just help support out for Autism Awareness Month. We're extending that an extra week. What's going on? Oh, you muted yourself, Adrian. I cannot mute you. You have to mute yourself.
Sorry, I was coughing.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Barrio Toys right there. So if you guys going to give him a shout out.
I'll share this on Mimi Lee if you post it too. Okay, I'll post it on there right now. Or after this. I'll post it after this.
Yeah, and speaking of that, you were saying that you're not really too a fan of AEW, but you're starting to see some differences. And
yeah,
I'm starting to see some differences on WWE as well, man. I'm looking at the draft, and although not a lot of changes happened, the few changes, I'm excited for the few changes. I mean, Ilja Dragunov went to the main roster. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think he's going to be a complete game changer. He may be a little on the small side, but bruv, as a wrestling fan, it doesn't matter what you say on the mic. In my opinion, it matters what you say in the square circle.
No, it matters a little bit, Adrian.
Well, I know it matters. That's what I'm saying. For me, it matters a little bit, but I want to see more of the wrestling. You know what I mean? I mean, the sky's the limit for Ilja Dragunov. He has a bunch of potential people he can fight with. He can have some meat matches with someone like Burger After Burger. Drew McIntyre, Damian Priest. I actually want to see Ilja Dragunov versus JD Madonna. I think JD Madonna is gonna job the shit out of that match, and is gonna do he's gonna do a little bit over the top, kind of like Dolph Ziggler, Shawn Michaels when they were overdue spots.
Yeah,
I think that one's gonna slap if that match ever happens.
Yeah, there's a lot of good matches. Like the Mimi Elite says here, LWO being split from Legado is going to be good for both shows. Exactly. No more Mexican versus Mexicans. Hopefully. Jason Miller. Oh, what's up, you Jason? We're here every Wednesday after Dynamite. So,
well, Rampage is on right now.
Well, yeah, Rampage. But yeah, it's on. We're watching it. But we're trying to do this every Wednesday right after Dynamite. But yeah, follow us on YouTube, follow us everywhere, follow us Instagram, wherever you guys want to follow us. If you guys are watching us on Instagram, join us on Facebook and YouTube, where you can actually comment and join in on the conversation with everybody. I know it seems kind of lonely over there right now, but it's just because I can't bring your comments in. I'm sorry. See, Dragunov is better than Dom. He is, yes. You're still continuing with that long list of wrestlers that are better than Dom. But
damn.
But that's the thing, is like wrestling only gets you so far. You got to have that character work. Dom obviously has that built-in heat from being just Rey Mysterio's son and just having a very punchable face and haircut. All that just gels together, man. It just gels. And I just know that this is going to be something that gets brought together by Barrio Toys, unless he left during this. This Adrian was talking about this right now, too. Not right now, but like a couple episodes ago, Dragunov joining Imperium to replace Giovanni Vinci. That would be amazing. That'd be so good. That's a great idea.
Yep.
What's your SummerSlam predictions, y'all? SummerSlam predictions, bro. We're in May.
3 months from now. I mean,
let's see.
I could probably see Finn Balor versus Damian Priest for the title. I mean, they've been teasing Judgment Day split for well over 6, 7, 8 months probably. I think it's time, especially Dom going over there with Liv, getting some more heat But Mommy returns. You know, JD Madonna says, "Oh, I'm tired of being the joke of the faction. I think it's time."
Mm-hmm. Yep. Hold on a second. Gay Pasta Nerds over here on Instagram. Thank you. Let the Latinos shine. Both brands. Is Dom leaving Mommy for Liv? He is. And bro, if I see Rhea Ripley, she might be out for a little bit longer. That's the thing. She might be out for a little bit too long. But that would be something to see. He said backlash. Backlash won't be anything special. There's five matches. They're highly predictable. Watch our video on YouTube where we did our predictions.
I will say this. It may be predictable, but Cody Rhodes versus AJ Styles, two former members of the Bullet Club, that match is going to slap. That match is going to be a five-star match. I'm putting my Adrian Seal stamp of approval right now. AJ Styles versus Cody Rhodes for the Undisputed Heavyweight Championship is going to be a five-star match, according to my opinion, not Meltzer's, mine.
Yeah, K-Pos. I wish I could bring this comment. K-Pos nerds, you got to join us on YouTube or Facebook. He says, the fight for the custody of Dom Part 2 in a fucking ladder match. What is that? The shark cage where he's dangling from the shark cage, bro? That's what we need to see. Rhea Ripley, Liv Morgan.
Part 2?
Fucking Bill. I asked you on your page if it was against WWE rules for Latinos to wrestle non-Latinos. This is a wrestling rule in general. This is even AEW, an issue we both have with AEW. Is all they do is put Mexicans versus Mexicans. Have you noticed how many matches we've had of like Penta versus Commander, like on a random ass episode of Rampage?
Yeah, I've been hating this since WCW days, WWE, WWF.
Exactly.
I just hate it. I hate brown on brown crime, bro. I mm-hmm. hate it.
Exactly.
I mean, at least sometimes in AEW, I see a random Latino versus a quote-unquote top guy. I remember seeing Penta and Cody Rhodes have a match. I would never see that in WWE. I think we saw Humberto Carrillo.
Didn't we see Dom versus Cody Rhodes?
When did we see that? Bro, Dom is not Mexican, bro. Stop it.
Wow, he's Mexican. He's Mexican.
Bro, he's more Mexican than you, and you're Mexican.
I was born in Mexico.
That's what I'm saying.
So I'm Mexican. So you're trying to tell me that somebody born in the United States of America, first generation, is not Mexican.
See, but you don't watch no Mexican movies. No, you don't know nothing Mexican.
Blood In, Blood Out is not a Mexican movie. It's a Chicano movie. It's not a Mexican movie.
Not just Blood In, Blood Out, bro.
Like, what else? What movies? What movie? I've seen La Risa en Vacaciones 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, bro.
What about the other 10?
I saw those too.
They do got hella movies.
They do got yeah. Anyways. Speak Spanish, Brian. What do you want me to say? I don't even know. I'm black and I seen Blood In, Blood Out.
Damn, bro.
Because it's a hood movie, bro. It's not a fucking Mexican movie. I don't know what to say. Don't put me on the spot.
Nah, but Dominic was born here, bro. He's out of CMS, fully Mexican. I saw Humberto Carrillo versus Seth Rollins. I remember that one. That was a great match. Yeah. But then after that, Humberto Carrillo was, I don't know, I guess he upset somebody and was like, hey, you overshadowed Seth Rollins and people cheer you online. So you're going to have to go MIA for a minute.
Well, that was also during the pandemic era. So a lot of things happened. And let's see this. Aaron says Alberto Del Rio was a top guy. He was. Yeah, but good point. That's the man good. Who should not be named.
Yes. He lost. He actually lost the opportunity to become the AAA Mega Championship last weekend.
He lost to Nick Nemeth, Dolph Ziggler. Hold on a second. Andrade's fighting other Mexicans right now, too, Jason Miller. Let's see. Hold on. Okay, Pasenert says, luchadors look so much better when they fight other styles. They can't keep Latinos in a box. Priest is proving that. Yes. Even if he doesn't do lucha. I'm a fan of Priest.
I wasn't a fan of Priest at first, but he's grown on me. I just think he needs to leave Job Monday. If Damian Priest wants to be taken seriously, he needs to leave Job Monday.
Mm-hmm. He does. Let's see here. Priest is a badass. I'm a fan of Priest, but they got to leave that goofiness behind. If you keep a little bit, then I'm fine with it, but it's a little bit over the top right now.
You know what they could do is, hold on, you're reading the comment.
No, say, let's put this one pause. And then
you know what they could do? They could do something similar like the Dark Order when Brody Lee was taking over. The whole faction was goofy, but Brody Lee kept them in line, kept them in check. And he sent beat them up when they weren't winning. If Damian Priest can be that leader and hush everybody up and put everybody in line like Brody Lee did, then the sky's the limit for Damian Priest.
Yeah, I agree. So let's go back to this Meme Elite comment. They were mad at Humberto, but Heath Slater was allowed to pin Seth Rollins as a world champ. I don't remember that happening. This would have been a good question to ask Heath fucking Slater when we talked to him. There he is. Que pasa, nerds? Bro, I'm gonna follow you over here on Instagram as soon as we're done with this.
I'm gonna follow him right now on my personal YouTube page.
Okay. But so back to what I was saying. Check out our interview with Heath, bro. It doesn't have enough views or likes than I would like right now. It's got like 200. We had a chance to sit down with Heath Slater, talk about kids, talk about Christian Cage. Because they're both fathers, right? They both got kids. They both got Father of the Year material. Go check it out. Give us a thumbs up, comment, all that good shit.
Yeah. Let's see.
Priest is hell old school to me. He reminds me of Razor Ramon so much. That's where he gets his character from, on top of being like metal and a bisexual Undertaker. I had to say it, bro. That's my boy over here. Bill Nance said it over here. I didn't want to make it seem like, oh, it's Ryan's friend. What's up, Ryan's friend? Let's see. Heath listens to hip hop. He didn't bring up hip hop one time, but I should have asked him if Kendrick Lamar or Drake is better. Now that we have more people in here, are you a Drake fan? Give us a thumbs up. And if you're a Kendrick Lamar fan, give us a ha-ha laugh, bro.
Why not a heart, bro?
All right, give us a heart. Give us a heart.
I was like, damn. What's your beef with Kendrick, bro?
I don't know. I did hear that one song, Humble. I was trying to just mess around, you know, but yeah, I didn't hear that one song before. If you're a Drake fan, I'll be eating about you tonight. Bro, so tell me why so it was like, this is, hold on. Let me, JC, can you walk out of the room real quick?
Yeah, I don't know. What is this guy about to roast? I have no idea, bro, but
sorry, all right. All right, never mind. I'm going to try to say as PG as possible. Yes, it's okay. We're on live TV here. We're doing this. We're winging it. Are you a Steel Panther fan? I am a Steel Panther fan. Okay, so we posted a meme like right when Drake, his glizzy was out and seen to the world. And people were just enamored with it. I posted a meme of him holding the WWE Championship belt. It wasn't even a meme. It was just a picture of him. And I said, of course, this man is a WWE fan. I should have known. And that shit got like 1,000 likes and comments. And everybody's just like, what are you talking about? And then people are like, if you know, you know. And it grew up. It was really fucking awesome.
Didn't somebody say, it's like four of mine?
Someone's like, it's like four of mine. That's like the fucking funniest comment stream I've ever seen in my life. They're like, that bro's got a missile.
Hey, bro, pause, bro. Bro.
All right. You're good. You're good. We're done talking about it now. You could go back to coloring. All right, do you guys have TNA Plus?
We need to get TNA Plus.
Look at this guy.
All right, guys, what the fuck? TNA. I've been wanting to get TNA. I've been wanting to get Honor Club. TNA is one I watch it on YouTube when I can, or when I try to, or when somebody leaks a match or something. But they have some heavy hitters out there. The FBI is going to be back, right?
They are back. They are back with
Nunzio, or what's his other name?
Hold on a second. Guido? It was Guido. It was the, well, technically he was Guido, but Nunzio in WWE. Basic Desert View watching us on Instagram. Join us on Facebook and YouTube. Just so I can bring you in your comments up here so you can be more involved. It just makes for a better opportunity. You know what I mean? That's what I'm going to say. I believe in Joe Hendry. Yes. I believe in Joe Hendry.
Who's that? Is that the...
The guy that's beefing with AJ Francis.
Oh! I don't know my name, but I know the face.
Yeah,
he has a salt and peppery...
He does the face. Yeah. I believe in Joe Hendry. I'm literally watching TNA Plus right now. See, that's what I've been saying, Top Dollar. We're actually... I'll message him tomorrow.
Yeah, we're actually good friends with AJ Francis. He's
we're working on getting him on the show with us, is what I'm going to say. We're working on it.
It's funny when he was like, I let Michael Cole talk shit to me, but I'll let him happen because it's his job to bear me. But if he gets out of line, I can beat him up. I can fuck him up.
And I said, can you?
And he was like,
yeah. And he was just like, I was like, I was just kidding, bro. I was just asking. I don't know.
But choke slammed me through that table, bro.
Good times. Good times. That was good times. Always go down to Barrio Toys. They got a lot of cool stuff. But I will definitely be watching TNA more often.
Yes. Oh, my match of the year? Oof. Damn, where do I begin? I know WWE has produce some heavy hitters. I did like Drew and Seth. I did like, is the Royal Rumble considered a match? Yeah. No.
Yeah, I'll say it is.
Chad Gable Gunther was a good match. But the one where I think Gable won by count out.
That was a good one.
But the one that I, come on, man, come on. The one that I cannot, you can't deny, bro. I mean, some people might deny it. It's going to be, but my number one match of the year so far is Bryan Danielson versus Will Ospreay, bro. It had everything besides the story.
Yeah, everything besides the story. I would say that's a number one right now. A close number two, I would put Sami Zayn versus Chad Gable in that gauntlet final match to see who was going to fight Gunther at WrestleMania. That had the story, had the build up, had the moves.
The whole match.
Yeah. Yeah, that whole gauntlet was really good. We got to see some spots of Ricochet. It was good. But there's that. Let me see what else. That's a good one. You can say the WrestleMania main events just because of the story and Cody Rhodes and how it ended. I wouldn't put it up there.
That one's on my list too.
Just the match. I'm gonna go with Bryan Danielson and Will Ospreay. And I'm not happy about it. I'm really not.
I don't know, man. But this Chad Gable, WWE needs to pull the trigger on him right now. I know we all wanted Chad Gable to dethrone Gunther. I mean, but Gunther has to transition into the main event picture, and it's only fair for him to lose it this type of way. And it's Gable's turn. It's Gable's turn. I know Ilja Dragunov just came in. He got drafted. Sorry, he's going to have to sit back for Gable because we're going to be in the era of Chad Gable, bruv. Your boy's going to be tuning in for that shit.
Yep. Well, is there anything else you want to talk about, Adrian? Any topics you guys want to ask us?
I mean, I'm down for a last question or something. I can't think of a topic.
Let's see here. Well, I guess King of the Ring's coming up. We're working on a King of the Ring video. Chad Angle. Oh, someone was calling him Perk Gable. Perk Gable. Do you guys watch Dark Side of the Ring? I'm hit and miss. I'm hit and miss.
I think I seen up to the earthquake episode, and I'm not even done with that one.
That's the last one I saw was Earthquake. I went back and I started watching him over again, and I got to the part when it was Dino Bravo. Gunther the King. Yeah, Gunther. We agree. Gunther is going to be the King of the Ring. There's no other way that that could possibly end. Saturday predictions. Do you have our... say his name and he appears. Hold on a second. Ricky and somebody else said the exact same comment on Instagram. That's crazy.
Anyways, say his name, he appears.
He appears. Say his name, he appears. Oh, for AJ Francis. That's what it was about. Anyways, going back, you have our predictions list, don't you, Adrian? I guess let me pull up the card.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I got it. If I wrote it on my fancy new Remarkable tablet, which you guys can go get at remarkable.com.
Hey, no free ads, bro. No free ads. This fancy paper tablet.
I'm working on something with them, bro.
I'm working. It's a working project. Joe Hendry. Oh, that's what it is. If you see his name, he appears. Is that what it is, Joe Hendry? That's so. In his song, huh? If you say his name. Oh, Ricky, bro, I forgot I busted you out with that Remarkable video. Because I'll talk about it. I'll text it to you about it later. Backlash France, first match. Let's start from the bottom to the top. Randy Orton, Kevin Owens versus the Bloodline.
We said Bloodline.
Bloodline.
We agreed Bloodline, yeah. I mean, they got to make Tamatanga strong, and lately he's been looking strong, but if he loses in his first televised match, then, I mean, I know there's always the next day, but, I mean, to me, first impressions matter.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. People are saying that, you know, Cody says that Jacob Fatu's showing up. He better show up. But I don't even know. Can he fly to France? And that's not trying to be rude or anything, but can he?
He was actually arrested here in Sacramento, California. That's where he actually saw the Usos debut. And he was like, hey, I need to change my life, man. And look where he's at now.
Exactly. See, the Kabuki Warriors versus Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill.
Jade Cargill and Bianca.
Of course. There is no way. And this is the match. And then Triple Threat for the W1's championship. It's too early for Bayley to lose. So she's gonna win. Naomi's taking the pin.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. They may look predictable, but some of these matches might slap. And I'm looking for at least three.
I'm a big fan of Tiffany Stratton. I'm a Tiffy time, bro. I'm having a Tiffy epiphany or whatever she says, but I'm all here for you. You're dope. I gotta think of a fan name for her fan club.
That was a good save you did there. Nobody caught it but me. That was a good save.
Probably progress story with Tiffany. Exactly. That's all that's gonna happen.
Yeah. Speaking of King of the Ring, somebody said King of the Ring in the comments.
Oh,
I predicted Tiffy time, Queen of the Ring, bro. Tiffy time.
You did.
And I got the pink to prove it, bro.
Wow.
How do you call Tiffany fans? We should create a name for Tiffany.
Hold on, he caught it. What did I say? Text me. I don't remember what I said, Adrian. Text me later. moving on. So, Damian Priest versus Jey Uso. Damian Priest wins with a lot of help from the Judgment Day, even though he said, don't help me. Don't help me, but they're going to help him. Yeah. And Jey Uso's, I'll buy that Tiffy time. Tiffy time's fucking dope. She's a good wrestler. She's a good wrestler. She has the branding. She's got the gimmick.
And I like how she embraces it. When people like kind of boo her, she embraces the crowd. She doesn't mind. She welcomes the boos. And by her being King of the Ring and shoving it in people's faces, it could go either way. That they'll love her, they'll simple for her, or they'll hate her. Either way, she's gonna do whatever, and she's gonna do both gimmicks right, whether it's a baby face or a heel.
Exactly. She can do both. Just like Charlotte Flair can be the heel. She can be liked I think. Excellent mind for wrestling. Good point, Travis. Good point. She does a really good backflip as well. If you guys are watching this, give us a thumbs up. Give us a life, a heart, something. It just helps us out, you know, in the algorithm world of YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff. So please, what is it, help means a lot.
What is the prettiest moonsault ever? The PBE? Yeah. PME? Yes, PME, PME.
Mm-hmm. Now that I know Tiffany's dating Kaiser, I want them together as characters in the future. Barbie and Ken, bro. Change the name to Ken Kaiser.
I don't think he has the looks. No, pause real quick. No, I don't think Kaiser has the looks to be a Ken.
Vern Gagne school. Let's see. I just realized today how great a character Tiffy is because I saw her interview out of character. How I'm gonna go back to I have heard a lot of good things about the interview
with
Chris Van Vliet, our enemy, our nemesis.
Our nemesis. That
handsome devil.
Our nemesis is his.
The PME is a shout out to the BME.
Yeah. The Christopher Daniels moonsault.
Oh, okay.
The best moonsault ever, and hers is the prettiest moonsault ever.
She models the character after Sharpay in High School Musical. Never saw High School Musical, bro. Ooh, never saw High School Musical.
Sharpay.
Never saw Blood In, Blood Out. Never saw it. I watched it last night. Okay, wait. I thought you were saying High School Musical at first. Good interview. Got it.
Sharpay?
Dude, we did watch High School Musical. Fun fact, everybody. Me and Adrian, we went to like elementary school, middle school, high school together. We were both in business academy, and we went to San Francisco for like a 3-day weekend. Do you remember that?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Miss Wu took us to High School Musical on ice. So we saw High School Musical.
Yep. On ice.
On ice. We saw High School Musical on ice. Fuck, bro. Those high school days were weird. Fun times. Fun times.
Mm-hmm.
Cody Rhodes and AJ Styles. Of course, Cody Rhodes just finished the story. He's not going to lose the title.
He's not. He's not. But hey, it's going to be a 5-star match where I put my seal stamp of approval, bro. And Cody's my guy. AJ Styles my guy. Hey, bro. And don't say nothing. I'm not going to respond to that comment because I get caught up. my words get twisted. My hand movement gets twisted. I'm not even going to say anything no more. Yes, Vanessa Hudgens.
That's all I'm going to say. I didn't say anything. I just pointed. But I didn't watch it, so I saw commercials.
Oh, now the other one. Yeet versus Damian Priest.
That's not. There's no Yeet versus Damian Priest. What are you talking about?
At SummerSlam.
Oh, we talked about it. You said Damian Priest was going to win. Oh, yeah. We talked about Jacob Fatu.
Oh, yeah. Why?
Oh, Travis, I didn't even think about this. LA Knight will probably interfere or have a feud progression with AJ. Yep, that will happen. Wait, they both got drafted to SmackDown?
Yes. Yeah.
No. Then why is AJ Styles having this match with... Oh, sorry. Never mind. I'm flip-flopped. Never mind. I'm tripping.
Yeah, bro.
All right. Well, it's a long night for us. And you know what time it is. It's getting that time to go to YouTube and watch our videos. If you want more of us, because we're some entertaining guys sometimes. But most of the time, we're just goofs. So, stay triggered, everybody. Good night. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
We'll be back next week, same time. Be here exactly. Immediately after Dynamite. And deuces. If you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, we go live every Wednesday immediately after Dynamite. So join us live.
Don't forget to hit the like and subscribes. Deuces, everybody.